Mr. Tillery, what's this lawsuit about if the level is less than the 3 parts per billion the government says is safe?
Well, actually, at different times of the year, atrazine does in fact exceed the federal standard. The federal government refers to MCL, meaning maximum contaminant level, and that's the maximum that they say that a chemical should exist in a water supply to be consumed by people in the community. The MCL for atrazine is 3 parts per billion. Many times throughout the spring, throughout Illinois and other Midwestern cities, the levels grossly exceed 3 parts per billion. So what happens is that the cities, the water districts, are required to pay large amounts of money to filter the water so that it is below that level. In addition, some of them have gone to the expense of cleaning it completely out of their water supplies so that it doesn't exist at all. And they should, in our view, be entitled to reimbursement for the expenses that they have incurred for cleaning it completely out of their water supplies.
A scientist who worked then for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration told me during the application season, during the spring, they measured levels of atrazine exceeding the safe drinking water level in the rain on the East Coast from all of the application in the Midwest. Rather than just cleaning it up, is this not a problem of too much atrazine? Maybe we limit the amount?
Well, the issue is whether or not it should be banned completely. The European Union has done exactly that. For all of the reasons that people look at this, scientists in the United States look at this chemical and point to the adverse health effects, changes to the environment. All of those reasons, the Europeans banned it some years ago.
The defense in most cases like this is a regulated product. The label is the law. If it's not applied correctly, it's the applicator, the farmer's fault. And if it is applied according to the label, the government says it's safe.
Yeah, we're not safe for two reasons. First of all, it's not a problem with farmers. The farmers are doing exactly what is on the label. They're applying it precisely the way the manufacturers say it should be applied. So they're not the issue. The problem is the manufacturer. And to the extent that we rely on federal regulators to do the right thing, we are misdirected in this instance. For many years, the relationship between Syngenta, the principal manufacturer of this chemical, and the EPA has been under close scrutiny. And I'm hopeful that it's reevaluated and examined with this new administration. Big corporations from, in this case, Switzerland, who come here and sell this and make enormous profits in this country selling this chemical, 77 million pounds a year average. When they make that money and they cause taxpayers to incur $400 million a year in expense throughout the United States to clean up their mess, they should be the ones that come back and reimburse them. We're not asking for anything else besides that. We're asking for compensation to these cities who've incurred this expense. The people who create the mess should pay for its cleanup. People should not be drinking water with atrazine in it at any level.
Steve Tillery is an attorney seeking class action status to try to make the manufacturers of atrazine pay to clean up the water their product contaminates. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for allowing me to come here and speak.
I'm Lester Graham.